96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because
is that the song you sing when your divorce is final? Well, the thought of ending a marriage is not a joyful one, but it could be the time to start a happier life. So how is that done? Well, my guest is Wilma Jones. She is the author of the book Living Happier After. 20 women talk about life after divorce. Well, the lines are open if you want to get in on this conversation, and I know you do. Give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You can friend me on Facebook at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher. And you can make a comment on my Facebook page or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Wilma, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Harold.
Okay, so Living Happier After. Is this a book about happiness because of a divorce or happy because you're finally away from him?
Well, it's a little bit of both. The most important thing about the Living Happier After is the fact that these women had the strength and courage to be able to not let what they'd been through define how they were going to live the rest of their lives. And that was kind of what I was looking for in a self-help book, and I couldn't find it, so I ended up doing research and writing it myself.
Yeah, this wasn't just some abstract thing. This happened to you.
Absolutely. It was. I had a very difficult divorce. I thought it was going to be easy. My separation was long and was a very, very unpleasant time. And one of my children actually pointed out that the reason that I said that I wanted to end our relationship was because I wasn't happy. And he said it appeared that I was even more unhappy after the separation than I was before. And I guess they say out of the mouths of babes, he was absolutely correct. And I began to try to figure out what I needed to do to get happier after.
How do you define happiness after the divorce? Does that come, you know, immediately? Because there are some women that celebrate the divorce. You know, they have parties and they, you know, they are throwing down and getting turned up and everything else. But is that something that comes quickly? Does it start during the separation period? Is it like a switch after you walk out of court the last time?
Well, it's different for everybody, but I can tell you that the majority of the women that participated in my survey were women who were over 40. And there's a huge phenomenon going on in women, well, in couples, late 40s, 50s, and 60s, that's called gray divorce. And women and men at that age are divorcing three times as much as they did 20 years ago. So a big part of the women who are a part of that gray divorce is that they kind of feel like they've lost themselves in the relationship, being a mom. And many times they don't end up getting divorced, but the ones who do, there's a process. And Dr. Audrey Chapman, who wrote the foreword to the book, actually talks about the different stages. And it's kind of like the stages of grief. You know, you're angry, you have to go through being sorry for yourself and learning how to come out of those stages. Some women said they went through the stages a number of times, but you have to learn how to do self-care and learn how to put yourself first, because one of the things that's consistent among a lot of the women who had this issue and ended up getting divorced was that they, again, felt like they had lost themselves and who they really were inside as being married.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Can you be happy after divorce? Let me grab a phone call real quick. Maurice, calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling from a unique perspective. I mean, I've been married for 13 years, and I'm still married. I think that you're not going to find the right person. It's about becoming the right person in the marriage. And I think all of those women that she spoke of that finally got a divorce, I think men have a greater responsibility in marriage. I guarantee you more than half of those marriages could have been saved if the man was willing to do his part in terms of doing his part, and also not just personally, but also what it takes to help for that, make that woman's job and responsibility a lot easier than what it is. Because happiness comes from within, whether you're divorced or not. I mean, you may be unhappy with your spouse at the moment, but you get a divorce for a reason, because you guys weren't able to work things out, or you just came to that conclusion that this is the best thing for us. But I mean, marriage is a beautiful thing, and I guarantee you those women, they enjoy, you want to be in a productive marriage rather than a successful divorce. I mean, I just, because it's a beautiful institution, marriage is.
Mm.
Maurice, I have to say, you're absolutely right. I can tell you from personal experience and from the fact that one of the women even says in her interview in the book that she didn't want to get a divorce, but it appeared that that was the only way for her to get to the happiness that she wanted. So she didn't divorce because she was unhappy, but the things that were going on were making her unhappy to the point where she felt like she couldn't go on.
You're saying things, and I think those things are the man not doing his part. I guarantee you a large part. Would you agree with that or disagree with that?
I would agree with that. I would say that if the man, and one of the women, actually the first story in the book, the woman talks about how her ex-husband waited too long to begin to do those things after they had been separated. And by that time, she already realized that she could kind of do it on her own. So you're absolutely right.
Well, Maurice, a happy marriage to you. And thank you so much for your phone call. I only have about a minute left before I need to take a break, but I still wanted to ask you again about the issue of happiness. If someone is unhappy in the marriage, that doesn't necessarily guarantee that they're going to be happy when they divorce.
No, that does not. It's all about your thought process. It could, because your thoughts are what you are. And I can tell you that I didn't think like I think now when I was married, and I'm not sure if that would have made a big difference or not, probably, but would it have been enough to save the relationship? Probably not.
Need to take a break. I want to find out about those two different thought processes in just a bit. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Living happier after divorce. We'll be back in just a bit. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're asking, can you live a happier life after divorce? My guest is Wilma Jones, author of the book Living Happier After. 20 women talk about life after divorce. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Okay, Wilma, right before the break, you said that you don't think now the way you thought then when you were married. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think that I was a little too dependent on my ex to care about my happiness. I don't think he needed to make me happy, but I was too vested in not only him, but my children. I was too busy trying to make everybody happy and thought that they should be doing the same for me. And after I started really studying psychology and happiness and the science of happiness, I realized that that was really not a smart way to be, because as one of the previous callers said, happiness comes from within, and it has to do with your thoughts and with how you visualize and see your life. Because to be very honest with you, the energy that you put out is the energy that you draw back into yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not sending out real positive energy all
the
time.
Why is that?
Why was I not?
Mm-hmm.
Again, because I think I was too vested in what other people thought. And
about you?
Exactly. About me, about the things that I would do, about the decisions that I would make, rather than really vesting in myself. And the more that I interviewed women, I interviewed about a couple hundred women before I picked the 20 who whose lives best really showed living these seven principles that help to make you happier. And many of them felt the same way. They felt like they had put too much interest in what other people thought rather than thinking about what they thought and making the best choices for them.
Interesting. Let me go back to the phone lines at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Now, what happened to, I guess, Isaac? I'm sorry, Isaac, calling from Dumfries. Isaac, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Isaac, are you there? I think we've lost him. Okay, let's go to Abraham calling from Richmond. Go right ahead. What's on your mind?
Yes, I've been married for 25 years.
Good for you.
And I'm going through a lot of this stuff that you guys are talking about. And unfortunately, when a man is restless in the marriage and he's not growing anymore and wants out, they always reduce it to, oh, he's going through a midlife crisis. And, you know, if the same situation is with a woman, is oh, you know, she's not happy and she's trying to find herself. And that's really not a very healthy way to look at it, because, you know, we come into our marriage, and marriage, as we are, we evolve. We have relationships outside of the marriage in terms of friends at work, at school. And all of those relationships help to shape us, and we change and evolve. And sometimes our mates do not evolve with us. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that they're wrong for us or that they're bad people. It's just that sometimes we outgrow each other. And so we need to keep that into perspective that, you know, life, like, for example, like my wife, she spends so much time with people outside of me, her relatives, her sisters, and she enjoys doing things with them. And I wait for her to want to do things with me that I like, but she's just not interested. It doesn't mean she's bad. It's just that we just don't have the same interest anymore.
It's interesting. Real quick, Isaac, because I got to let you go. Are you going to hang in there, or are you heading out?
It's tough. I've thought about taking the door many times, and I always try to go back to the things that kept us together or that attracted us together. And try to pick those positive things to live by and to re-experience.
Well, I need to let you go, Abraham. Thank you for calling. I need to let you go. Good luck to you. If you're on the phone, please hang on. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141. Stay with us.